This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day.
Starting with today's first topic, the tech-enabled delivery startup Blue Wheels has marked a significant milestone by raising $1 million in bridge funding. This funding round was spearheaded by venture catalysts and witnessed contributions from notable entities like FAD, Let's Venture, and Chakra Growth Fund. Blue Wheels is gearing up to accelerate forward with these funds, focusing on enhancing their tech-driven delivery solutions. Moving to the next topic, Deruva Space, a Hyderabad-based company, has successfully secured a significant Series A funding, amounting to 123 crore rupees. This substantial financial infusion comes from a diverse group of investors, including the Indian Angel Network Alpha Fund, Blue Ashwa Capital, and Silver Needle Ventures, alongside Big Global Investment JSC, Ivy Cap Ventures, Mumbai Angels, and the Bloom Founders Fund. Additionally, venture debts were provided by SIDBI and the Technology Development Board. This milestone marks a new dawn for Hyderabad's space sector, promising expansive opportunities and innovations. Moving to next topic. In a recent development, Bollywood actor Ranveer Singh has taken a stand by filing an FIR over a controversy involving a deepfake video. In this video, which gained widespread attention, Singh appears to be criticizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi and supporting Congress. However, the catch is, it wasn't really him. The video cleverly used audio from Singh's trip to Varanasi, but twisted it using artificial intelligence to make it seem as though he was voicing political opinions. This move by Singh to seek legal recourse highlights the growing concern over deepfake technology and its implications. Moving to next topic, a closer look at Reliance Retail's digital triumph. JioMart's seller base saw an impressive increase of 94% year-over-year in the fourth quarter of FY24. This indicates significant growth, despite a decline in sequential profit and revenue for Reliance Retail. Additionally, the growth of consumer electronics merchants on Reliance's platform rose by 20% year-over-year, although specific numbers were not disclosed. Moving to our last topic, the Reserve Bank of India, also known as the RBI, has introduced a new mandate for payment firms. As of April 19, during the Lok Sabha elections, these companies are now required to closely monitor high-value and suspicious transactions. The goal behind this directive is to prevent the potential misuse of funds that could influence voters or indirectly finance candidates.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.